This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. All but two of Colorado's congressional delegation voted to raise the debt limit and avoid default. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
All Colorado Democrats and Republican Doug Lamborn voted yes for the Fiscal Responsibility Act. This was the first time freshman Brittany Pedersen had to deal with a debt ceiling fight. She says she's frustrated with the dysfunction in D.C.
People back in Colorado and in the 7th District, they care about making sure that we have a functioning government, that we're not holding our economy hostage, playing partisan games.
Republican Ken Buck was the lone no vote of the delegation. Western Slope Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who said she'd vote no, ended up missing the vote. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Senate is expected to vote on the measure tonight. Game one of the NBA Finals between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat starts tonight at 6:30 p.m., and the competing cities' two mayors have settled on a friendly wager. If Denver wins, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez will wear a Nuggets jersey and send croquetas to Denver Mayor Michael Hancock. If Miami wins, Hancock will wear a Miami jersey and send bison steaks to Suarez. Meanwhile, the Regional Transportation District's light rail system is offering extra service tonight ahead of Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Extra cars will be added to the E and W lines to Union Station, where passengers can transfer to lines that go directly to Ball Arena. Meanwhile, maintenance along the RTD's E, H, and R will continue, causing delays for some travelers. RTD recommends planning ahead. For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.